W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Inheritance, The Lost History of Mary Davies, by Leo Hollis, narrated by Taryn Bishop.
Many men make no scruple to marry a woman they don't love, for the sake of her money. It may therefore be supposed that women of fortune are more liable to injuries of that kind than any other part of the sex. Sarah Chapone, The Hardship of the English Laws in Relation to Wives, 1735. To Mum.
Introduction. The carriage arrived at the Hotel Castile on Rue Saint-Dominique deep in the night of Sunday the 12th of June, 1701. There was great activity as soon as the horses came to a halt and as the party of English travellers uneasily stepped down to the street. This troop included Lodewyk Fenwick, a Benedictine monk. As a Catholic persecuted for his faith in Britain, he often wore secular clothes in order to dissemble his true vocation. Beside him, looking frail and in distress, came Dame Mary Grosvenor, who was rushed into the house and her rooms on the first floor, with a view to the garden beyond. She was followed by a flurry of servants who had accompanied her on the arduous journey. The owners of the hotel, Madame Dufif and her husband, had already prepared rooms and now busied themselves in settling the guests in. Dame Mary, exhausted by the journey, took to her bed immediately. She had been ill when they had departed Rome a few weeks before, and her condition had not improved despite a break in the itinerary for the rest in Lyon. This respite included a succession of doctor's visits and a regime of bleeding and dosing. There had been reports of her behaving strangely in Italy, of talking in agitation during a concert and other unexpected conduct, encouraging gossip and concern. Perhaps she was still in the depths of mourning, following the death of her husband 11 months before. Others interpreted her eruptions as something more disturbing, a mental instability manifesting itself in public. From the scenes that night and over the coming week, it appeared the days in a cramped carriage, exposed to the elements, had dramatically worsened her condition. The exact location of the Hotel Castile is unknown. It is not identified on the detailed Turgot map drawn 30 years later, illustrating each house, garden, and churchyard in the city. On this plan, Rue Saint-Dominique sweeps into the city from the southwest, following the bend of the Seine and emptying out into the bustling Saint-Germain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?